Bullying bosses and toxic workplaces have dominated the headlines recently, thanks to Bob and Harvey Weinstein. By the way, more filth from Hollywood. The LA Times says 38 women have come forward to accuse movie writer and director James Toback for sexual harassment. Those encounters were detailed specifically in the LA Times with graphic detail. Experts say that workplace bullying is disturbingly common. A big part of the problem is that there are very few places bullied and harassed employees can turn to for help. Here's MarketWatch reporter Jacob Passy. Jacob, what have you found?
A lot of people have been talking about the harassment and abuse that folks allegedly received at the hands of the Weinstein brothers. And one thought that popped up in my mind was, you know, do you go to HR in a situation like this? Because, you know, on the one hand, HR is obviously there to help the company's employees. But on the other hand, they really do represent the company. And is it a safe space for workers facing a situation like this? And, you know, talking to experts, what I found is, you know, it really does vary from company to company, but folks do say that in many cases, you know, HR will not be your friend in a situation like this. They will be there to, you know, reduce the company's liability, and they're not necessarily there to protect the employees, per se.
Jeez. All right, so what are you supposed to do?
You know, the options are not great. You can consider taking legal action, but that also comes with its own risks, and, you know, going through a lawsuit is timely, it's costly, there aren't tons of success stories. There really isn't much law out there regarding, you know, general bullying in the workplace. You know, if it's related to someone's gender, their race, their religion, there are legal protections in place, but for just, you know, general bullying, there really aren't. You can obviously leave your job, and that's probably one of the best ways to get out of a situation like that, especially if you make a clean cut, leave gracefully.
Yeah.
But obviously not everyone can just go and leave their job tomorrow.
Sure,
So some folks I talked to gave advice on ways to cope with a situation like this. You know, one thing you can do is literally try and put distance between you and the person who is bullying you. You know, research has shown that, you know, even a few more feet between your desk and their desk will greatly reduce the tension and the stress that a person who's being bullied faces.
Oh, wow.
And then you can also, you know, you can you know, use humor, use reason, you know, try to keep emotion out of your interactions with the person. So, you know, laying out the facts and sticking to the facts is a good way to go about this.
Punching them in the mouth is not. Is that what I'm reading?
No,
here?
Yeah, you know, you don't want to make yourself look any worse, and that is something that that folks I spoke with talked about. You know, you can consider going to the bully, going to your boss or whoever it may be who is harassing you, and, you know, pointing it out to them, because in some cases they may not be aware. You know, there is an extent to which some people may be, you know, they're just stressed out and emotional themselves and aren't realizing the toll they are taking on others. But you want to do so diplomatically, because you don't want to insult their egos. That can make the situation even worse for you.
We're speaking with Jacob Passy, personal finance reporter at MarketWatch, about his story entitled "If Your Boss Is a Bully Like Harvey and Bob Weinstein, Should You Go to HR?" I thought there was an interesting point, too. Someone in the story said bullies know how to stay under the radar. Did they explain how?
Yeah, well, they, you know, there are some people who act intentionally, and some of it is, you know, they to your face at the beginning of the day will be all smiles, all cheerful, giving you the pat on the back, and then in private, you know, that's maybe when they start unleashing their anger at you. Another thing that some folks said, and this gets to the idea of why lawsuits are complicated, is, you know, if someone is an equal opportunity jerk, it's hard to hold them accountable. You know, if it comes up, especially in cases where it's related to, you know, someone's gender, someone's race. You know, if the boss can make the argument that they are jerks to everyone, not just you, that can damage your case against them. You know, I think it's worth saying that folks, if they are in this situation, you know, there is really strength in numbers, and I think that's something that has been clearly seen with the Weinstein case. You know, as more people have come forward. You've seen the result of that, and that's true in the workplace as well. You know, if you're being bullied by someone, you know, be mindful about other people's feelings and be judicious about this, but reach out to close colleagues who you can trust and see if they've noticed something similarly.
Thanks, Jacob. That is MarketWatch reporter Jacob Passy.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.